Okay, we're holding today on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, in the middle of Halacha Beis. And the last thing we learned was that Rabbi Yochanan had charata from his shita that the all the shiurim of the Araisa, even Ma Kesev and Shtei Kesev. But Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yonatan is where we're up to. See then? Rabbi Yonatan said it's not true. Trein Amim Lo Chazarbe. That he did not have charata, he continued his machlokes, and indeed that's what Tosis points out in the Bavli, is that the whole way that the Bavli approaches the sugya is different than the Yerushalmi. He tries to make it fit in that Rabbi Yochanan should be holding in the end that indeed we have the sheer midiraita of Mor Kesef. The Od Minhada, another raya that Rabbi Yochanan was not crazy about, is from the following. The Yomar Rabbi Lov B'Shem Rabbi Ami It Palgin Rabbi Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan in the din of Teifa. So Chizkiah Omar Adam Chalei Chovato L'Shtei Behemot. It's possible for a person, this is a piece of the machlokes we didn't have in the Bavli. It's possible for a person to take the shear that he's chayav, mor kesef or shtei kesef, and bring with it two animals, so that he has each animal is worth only one kesef, let's say. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, ein adam chalek chovato l'shtei behemot. Why? Tzorich shtei biyado shtei kesef v'falecha v'yechad. Because the din of shtei kesef is a d'oraisa. It's not that the rabbanit said you have to give that much. So how could you be chalek it into two behemoths? According to Chizkiah, who holds that the shear is only the Rabbanan, as long as you brought that amount of money, so it's a din in the money, it's not a din in the animals. As long as you brought that amount of money, it's okay to split it between two animals. And therefore you have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan was not chozer from holding that the shear of Mor Kesef is the Araisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Chizkiah, getting now to the Etzem din of Teifel. Adam tofel behemot lebehema. It's okay to add one animal to another animal, but in adam tofel ma'ot lema'ot. You can't add by sasheni money to money of chulin that you have and use it to buy a single animal. Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, he holds that the shear over here is whatever it is, could be even a little bit. However, it has to be that's the whole shame of the korban. So you can't be thankful. Most my sheni was Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Adam tofil ma'ot lema'ah, ve'ein adam tofil behemot lebehemot. Since each behema has a din of korban chagiga with the shear of shtei kesef, so you need shear shtei kesef of chulin. And that's fine as long as you have that shear. But you can't bring a second behema entirely from my sheni. Because if it has a Shem Chagiga, it also has to have Shtei Kesef. So in other words, the Yerushalmi relates the sugya of the Shir being Diraita or not to another Machlokas, which we don't even bring in the Bavli, which is the Shalvika B'Chayat B'Neima, which Memela becomes now important in understanding the Machlokas of whether Teifun B'Neima L'Neima or Teifun Moslem was. Completely new approach which we didn't see at all. Because it goes, what?
So,
Tofa. Tofel, the sugya we have today, can you add? Right. So he's saying, leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's okay to be tofel most of most. Why? Because the shame of chagiga is defined by a certain amount of money in the animal. So what's enough kamina? If I have shtei mos, so then any other mos that I have, fine, whatever
you
it
have,
is.
You do have to meet that minimum.
Right.
And that minimum is...
The minimum has to be chulin, but the rest of it could
but
be...
But that minimum itself, we came up is Rabban, it's not...
No, it's the Araisa. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
But since Rabbi Yochanan holds it's a definition of the behemah,
right,
and not a definition of how much money...
How much money?
You heard about the love darts that snails use?
What?
Snails.
Snails?
Snails, they reproduce using love darts.
Love darts?
Darts.
Darts. Darts.
Very, very odd way of reproducing. They're hermaphrodites.
Yeah.
But they have to turn on the other one.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, who knows which one is the male, which one is the female.
That's
what they
call slugs.
Very good.
That's more like a tutu, though.
So they make these little darts.
Yeah.
That is, it's a hard material. It's manufactured in the body. It's like a calcium shell. And they pass by, they shoot each other. Then the dart dissolves rapidly in the body of the other one, gives over the chemical information to turn them on.
And to which side to turn them on to?
That I don't know. It sounds good.
Yeah, exactly.
Different strokes for different folks.
Red wine, white wine.
But so I just want you to understand that the edge of the Gemara over here, it's just to turn you on to learn.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Don't take it personally.
No. Yeah. Personally, doesn't. Bubbly.
Okay, so this is a whole new machlokas, right? In the Bavli, we have to give completely different explanations. We don't have this din of cholek your behema. Are you lefanav eser behemot? He grief chamesh b'yom tov harishon. We took it out. That's what we did. Are you lefanav eser behemot? He grief chamesh b'yom tov harishon. Va'amotar, so the question is like this. You set aside 10. You brought 5 on the first day of Yom Tov. What happens now to the rest of them? Can they now be doche? Do they have a shem chagiga to be doche Yom Tov? And you can bring them even on the Yom Tov Achron. This, by the way, is the way Tosfos learns the sugi in the Bava. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns that the issue is a question of Altesi. Tosfos learns today's sugya, the Machlokas of Yochan and Rish Lakish, is not a question whether there's a Shem Chagiga Lagabi Baal Tosfos, because there is no Baal Tosfos. It says it can only be Yom Rishon. The Shaila is whether it has a Shem of a Chagiga to be Deicha, the Isser of Akrova, Shlomim, on Yom Tov. If the only Shlomim we allow you to be Makrova on Yom Tov, or Shlomim that have to be brought on Yom Tov. But Shlomim that don't have to be brought on Yom Tov, don't bring on Yom Tov. So now it's the seventh day of Pesach. The guy's got Chagigas left over. Can you bring his chagigas on the seventh day of Yom Tov? That's the question. Completely different machlokes. So then, the shayla, do they have a shame chagiga to be derech Yom Tov? Or, since he was already makriv, the rest of them are just in Dorvin Adavis. Stam, the Dorvin Adavis, everybody's made a, even they can be tilel, that we're not makriv on Yom Tov, at least according to the normative approach in Beit Hillel. Rabbi Krisvoy Omar, this is a machlokes. Spalgin Reb Yochanan Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Chad omer doche. One of the last 5 are doche. V'chran omer ein doche. V'lo yadinen man omer da man omer da. I don't know which one said which. Well, says Rabbi Zira, I can tell you which one said which. Nifarish milayon drabonim milayon. Let us simply bring a raya from something they said somewhere else, and then we can apply it here to understand as far as Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Doma, Adam tofel ma'ot lema'a, ein Adam tofel be'ima lebe'ima. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the din of tefela does not allow you to bring an additional behema, because the second behema has to be also the same chagiga as the first behema. So according to him, each behema has to be now a chagiga, which they must kesev v'chulin. So who da amar doche? So since he holds that any number of animals that you set aside for chagiga have a shame of a chagiga, so then that means he would hold that it has a shame of a chagiga, not only would God be needing the amount of money that's requisite, because ain't there for behema la behema, but also legabi the din of the chies yamtum, yamtum shame. And therefore, everything works out fine. Reb Shimon ben Lakish to Amar Adam Tofel Beimaot LeBeima, Vein Adam Tofel Maot LeMa'a. But according to Rosh Lakish, it's the other way around. He holds there's not really a Shem Chagiga on the second animal. So Aliba the Rosh Lakish who the Amar Enadofa. So he would hold that they're not be, to be brought on Yom Tov because they have a din of Neder Nadav, since they're no longer a Shem of Chagiga, which would explain the din of Tefillah. Shimon bar Abba, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan says, "Midolam u'mosif v'olech midochet yom tov ad shomar ein bedati losif." I hold that whatever person sets aside as a chagiga, he is doche yom tov until he says beferush, "I do not have any desire to add additional korbanos."
And after that point, it would be baltosif because he's giving a kavah.
Passive. Is good, that's it. That's something we haven't reached yet. That was painless. Good.